Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 28th of September 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. I know many of us, it's back to work tomorrow. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, time is just flying by. We're at the end of September. The weekend has gone by. Where has the time gone? Often find myself thinking, I wish I had more time to spend in the garden, but hey, it's the way it goes sometimes, isn't it? Now, I've had a pretty good weekend, I've got to say. It's been a nice, relaxing weekend. I've got to admit, I didn't get anything done or much off my to-do list that I spoke about on Thursday. But I did head to, well, went out to the kitchen garden on Friday. Didn't really know where to start, so was a little bit struggling on that front. So spent a lot of time debating where to go, what to do, etc., etc. And on Saturday, I went down to the allotment as well. Made a bit of a start, actually. I've emptying some of the Dalek compost bins, adding material that still needs rotting down to my compost bin made out of fridge doors, but also spreading some of that compost material into the beds where it's needed. Making all the difference. Did a bit of weeding as well. Didn't get round to building the compost bin like I had hoped. I'm saving that for this Friday because it's part of a big collection, big part of content coming up for this week. You know how it is sometimes. We've just got to push through with it. But today I went for a walk, took Roxy for a dog and joined part of a group on a bit of a rock, a bit social, in the Knepp Estate. Now the Knepp Estate is somewhere I go to quite often, but every time I go there, I come away thinking about gardening. Now if you don't never heard of a Knepp Estate, it's basically an estate fairly close to where I live, where it's been a long-term rewilding project. It's an absolutely amazing place. It's farmland where they let cattle, pigs, deer, horses, beavers and storks. They basically all roam free. It's been encouraging nature in to sort of not quite look after itself, but be a bit more wild, be allowed to do what nature does. And it produces some fantastic results. I've got to say, the area is absolutely amazing. It looks stunning. We saw some cow, we saw some horses, we saw some wild boar. And it really is quite a interesting thing. But the thing is, it's all the nature that comes in, the insects and everything else, the wildlife that also help it as well. They also have a kitchen garden that I've yet to explore. I'm hoping to explore that at some point. And they also have a market garden as well, which takes on these same principles. It's all about rewilding, letting nature do its thing. And this brings me back to what I've been thinking a lot about. And I've called my style of gardening snap gardening. I haven't really worked on it that much lately. I came up with the idea a while ago, trying to tie down my style of gardening. Snap gardening stands for simple, natural and productive. And it's basically my three pillars. It involves keeping our gardening simple and therefore efficient, keeping our garden natural, therefore encouraging let nature do the work for us, and productive, therefore producing lots of food. And that is very much my style of gardening. That's my current thoughts, and I've been thrashing this out a little bit more to try and work out my plans. I'm still very working on it. I'm sort of writing a book in order to get my thoughts clear on this very subject. It's working quite nicely, I have to say. I am kind of clear on what we're doing. It's certainly working quite nicely. Writing a book, whether it's works out in the end, I don't know, but I think it might, and it tallies up with very much what I am thinking about. I had a conversation on our live stream about polyculture tonight as well, and that also ties in with what I'm talking about. Companion planting and things like that all tie in. So yeah, I'm very much in one of these sort of giving it a lot of thought about gardening, a lot of where do we go from here. And how do I encourage more people to grow their own food efficiently, productively, simply, naturally? All the things that I believe we should be doing. I think I think I'm getting there. Obviously, you guys are supporters of the Veg Grower Podcast Club, so I'm sure you are with it yourself. Love to hear your thoughts on it. Any ideas that we have on how we can keep our gardening simple, natural, and productive, and push this snap gardening theory. Now, I don't have any seeds to sow because we've sown them all for September. And this sometimes gives me a bit of a struggle on what to talk about instead. So I'm not going to tell you what seeds you can be expecting. In October, that is. I've been busy this weekend getting those seeds ready to go out. They're going out the door on Tuesday. So hopefully by next weekend, you should all have your seeds. Good collection of seeds, once again, even if I do say so myself. I absolutely love putting these seeds together and growing them on and seeing how you get on. We're very, very lucky that there's still lots of seeds that we can sow. And as we turn on into these cooler months, I also feel that autumn is a good time to sow lots of seeds anyway, because it's so much cooler and so much better for our soils as well. But one of the other things that we tend to do throughout the autumn months is we like to order root or bare-rooted fruit trees. These are trees that we can buy pretty cheap from certain suppliers, and we put them in the ground, and they basically come with very little roots. You put them in the ground, and because the ground is still warm after the summer, lots of moisture in the soil, they tend to establish a lot easier. In fact, I would say it's the best time to sow a lot of our trees, because it is such a good time. It's moist, the soil is moist and warm, that they tend to establish a lot easier. So if you are in the market for a few new fruit trees or bushes, this is a time to go out and look for them. Go to many suppliers. There's some good ones online. I'm looking at a pear tree called Cornish Gold. I've wanted to grow this pear tree for quite a while. I've tried the pear juice. It is absolutely delicious, but it is quite a big pear tree. So that is the thing that is holding me back at the moment. But the choice is there. We've got rootstock that we can choose from, and we can really work on what we're going to do with these trees. So if you are looking for a fruit tree, now is the time to go and look and see what you can buy. Same for fruit bushes as well. Red currants, black currants, white currants, raspberries, things like that. It's a good chance to go and see what is available and what you can buy and do anything you want to do with. I've often bought raspberries at this time of year, for example, and they've established really well. More importantly, you can get them pretty cheap. Places like Blackmore or suppliers like that are very reasonably priced by buying them in that sort of bare rooted. And in come sort of December, January, you'll find that supermarkets are selling these bare rooted trees off as well to try and get them a bit cheaper. So plenty of options is what I'm saying. Right, I am going to wrap this one up for this evening. Thanks so much for joining me. Hope it's given you something to think about. We will be back again on Thursday for another Supporters Club podcast, but I'm pleased to say that Monday night's podcast is edited, ready to rock and roll. I'm hoping to get it out a little bit earlier than usual, because I want to spend a bit of time doing the social media stuff for the week. So look forward to seeing that. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.